You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 224. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
This week, Rogue is going to tell me all about the trip he took on Saturday. I was going to say Project Rose. Return to Grace is already out, so we could talk about all the cards that have been posted and the interesting rules discussion that was created a little while ago.
We can even call it by its name.
Yeah, exactly. There was some voting about scrub characters that cost one and only have a few skills, and I don't know what else we could talk about, so let's start with that. So there was the drive each way, which was long.
You know, it did not feel long, and that was part of why I went again, even though it was 2E, we had such great time last time I went on this trip, and usually we do at least two or three Santa Barbara trips a year, but I don't think I've been up since this tournament last year. It was, we weren't even past your house before it was worth the trip. it was pretty hilarious. Dan lives about a half hour north of me, for those who don't get the joke.
Yeah, so it was you and JD and Thomas V?
Nope, just Charlie. Me and JD and Charlie. And we talked about all manner of things, and I was very ashamed to have missed the pony memo and been the only person to not wear my My Little Pony shirt. We had a good time talking about that and talking about Star Trek and talking about all kinds of things, Dex, past and present and future, and what we were going to do that day, and it was hilarious. We managed to get through L.A. with no problem. The north traffic was, about usual, not great, but not terrible. We never hit any abnormal traffic, we'll put it that way.
All right. Well, and then after your three-hour sojourn, where'd you stop for supper food on the way?
It's at the pizza place. It's like going to Arby's, we feel like we should patronize the place that we're eating at. So I think we all had breakfast before we left, and we stopped once for gas and the bathroom and got some snacks. But they still have that great lunch special at Rusty's. The salad and the mini pizza and your drink, and so then you have your drink for the rest of the day, which is useful, like Arby's.
All right. Well, I hadn't opened the tournament page until just now because I wanted to, figured we'd talk about it. That'd be interesting. Your name is near the top of the list on the page I wasn't expecting it to be on.
And not on the other one.
Yeah. So, okay. It looks like you played a Maquis, well, by the icons, Maquis non-aligned. So what did you end up playing?
Neither of those. Well, not Maquis. I played holograms.
Oh, we're using Athos as
zero. Yeah, because it's the only thing that works. Which was not. I was like, I'm going to use the Voyager Owara.
Right.
Because
yeah.
The whole reason they did that, and I'm going to use Caretaker's Array and do that. And then I looked at it, and it says you can play them directly to the ship if you could play them to your outpost or to your headquarters mission. And like, that seems to defeat the purpose.
Wait, what? Start over again.
So the Voyager icon Orlara says, if you are about to play a hologram to your headquarters, you may place them on the ship instead, or play them to the ship instead. So you can only play them to the ship if they can play to a headquarters you have, which kind of defeats the purpose of the caretakers. And I was very confused, and then I asked Charlie. He's like, yeah, that was complete error. That was a design error. So I was like, okay, I don't feel so bad racking my brain over how this was supposed to work. So at least I caught it in enough time to change my design. That's why I went without those. Because, unfortunately, unlike 1E, you can't just throw the ship out there and all your guys can report to the ship if they're a hologram. Because of that, I don't know if that was intentional or not. But basically, you can get as many holograms as you're willing to put in headquarters. And if you only want one, then Athos is pretty much the only way to go, because you get a big boost out of those revised Voyager guys.
Yeah. Okay. So then that's why it says Maquis not online, because most of the personnel were the Children of Light guys?
Yeah, I probably it would say it would have the Maquis icon because I used Athos, and then it would have the non-aligned icon because more than half my people were non-aligned. And I used the I basically copied a deck. I started with, I was like, this is one of those that's pretty on the easy side to design because there's only so many things you can do with it, and I didn't want to rack my brain over trying to remember all hologram cards. So I was like, all right, Iden, or, you know, Children of Light, or the Holo program events. I'm like, pick one of those cards and look at decks that have recently contained it, and you know, copy that over, and then, you know, fiddle with it a bit, and then go, okay, well, this is cool. I'm going to take out this, and I'm going to put in some of that. And I added a couple of things that I was pretty proud of, and made some changes that I quickly undid because they were unwise. But yeah, I had a good time. It was extremely useful because I just made no changes to the dilemma pile since I haven't played in almost 6 months, and it was interesting. I left in dilemmas I might not have otherwise played, and turned out to be exposed to how good they actually are.
All right. Well, there was a field of 3, 6, 9, 10 people. Yeah.
Yeah, they had 10 people, including. The three of us who went up, and Kevin was in from out of town, and a lot of the locals showed up, the regular locals, and then a few locals, some folks from LA came up. Overall, we had, not only did we have 10 people, 10 different decks. I would venture to even say 10 different headquarters.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list now. I see Relativity, you were playing mostly not online, but Maquis, Dominion, TNG, Klingon, Borg, Bajoran, Ferengi, whatever JD played, and DS9.
JD played TOS.
There you go. Yeah, 10 different headquarters. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that was nice. Nice to have a diverse group of cards there.
I see you didn't actually get to play Kevin.
I did not. I was apparently the spirit animal for Kevin. I was the harbinger. Because it seemed like every time I played somebody, then they went and played Kevin. I don't know if that was as true as it felt like it was, but I think it was at least twice.
Yeah, Joel and Carlos both played you and then went and played... That's funny.
But yeah, I didn't get to play him, but he was apparently having a good time. He gave out some bounties, which was cool, and... JD managed to get a bounty off of him, which was nice, and I had a decent time. You know, there was only one game that I really didn't enjoy myself. I hesitate to say, I was like, well, the game I lost, I didn't enjoy myself because I didn't win, but that really wasn't it. I mean, I was actually pretty close to in that game. At the end, but it was Aaron was playing Relativity, and you know, it was a lot of stuff. I'm sure he has played other decks since I played him a year ago, but it was the same deck that he was playing. I played against him a year ago, so I was like, oh, you're playing this deck again, and you're playing all these cheese cards again, and it was like I had two fun games sitting down and enjoying a game of cards, and then sat down against a deck that contained like almost all of the cards in the game that I absolutely abhor.
And Kirk, Chakotay, what
yeah,
else?
Yeah, Chakotay and Chakotay.
Right.
And, you know, I feel like Kirk just ruins the game completely. You know, it We've been over it, so I'm not going to dive into it, but it's just, it makes the game so long, and we timed out as it was, and I had finally, I was so frustrated by seeing him on the table again, and by that feeling again of, here's this card that you can't tech against, because if you use him, once again, it's not his ability that's the danger, it's the threat of his ability. So you can either play a normal number of cards, and he might Kirk one, and then you have not played enough cards to stop everybody that he's got, or you have to overcost, and then if he doesn't Kirk it, then you've given him a free dilemma, and it's the same difference. So it's an extremely frustrating card to play against. It makes the game last that much longer, because every time he attempts, you have to stress over your dilemmas and whether to do this and whether to do that. So I basically, after the second attempt, I was like, you know what? Screw it. This is how much I can play. Here's some dilemmas. If you pass them, the game will be over that much quicker, because I don't want to deal with this anymore. And sometimes he stopped, and sometimes he didn't. I don't know if he had a philosophy behind using Kirk, because I know Matt used to always say, always Kirk the first dilemma, or always Kirk the last dilemma, because you don't know if he's going to get stopped or whatever. But he'd managed to not use it until almost the very end. I had basically just been throwing caution to the wind and expecting him to win very quickly because of it, and also because his deck was so good. You know, let's take all of the awesome Federation cards and put them in one deck. But at some point, my deck did what it was supposed to, and you know, it took a long time to set up, and then once it was going, it went off to the races. If it hadn't been for the killer for me all day was intimidation, and that's randomly stop a personnel and then keep doing that until you get a different race or
Right,
different
don't give people
species.
holograms.
And at some point, as we were passing through Camp Pendleton, it occurred to me that I could have left the. I'd had some bridge officers tests in, and then I took them out. And then I realized, like, I've got so much skill cheating. I was like, it's going to be really rough to get that. You know, I'd have to add non-holograms with two leadership or something. And I was like, there's so much skill cheating. I could totally have done that
Yeah.
and kept it, and it would have, and all of my games timed out, and that was why.
All right. Well, three and one. Is that what the that's pretty good.
Yeah, so you
Congratulations
know.
on the day.
That's a. I haven't seen that deck in a long time, and I haven't played it in a long time, so it
No,
was
I don't
fun to
think I've
play
ever
it.
picked up the holograms before and tried to play it. So is it there's at least two holo programs, right? And they make your guys cheaper, and you pop them to gain skills. Is that what happens?
One of them is at all your holograms attributes one, and the other one is your first hologram is minus two, cost minus two that turn.
Okay, and you use cluttering for skill cheating.
Yeah. The
Okay.
cluttering errata was pretty powerful. It definitely took a hit, but the other new interrupt I had not played with yet is amazing. Deleting subroutines. I used both of its functions at least once each game, which was awesome. You can use your hologram personnel can use cunning instead of integrity against a dilemma.
Ooh.
So that got me past my seven people with cunning of 17 against Gomtu, or with integrity of 17, because of all the revised 1, 2, 1, 2, 4. And then the other function is pick a skill on a hologram, and all of your holograms lose that skill. So that got me past a couple of issues of trust with all the
Yeah,
revised
with the revised
treachery.
test. That's pretty good.
So that was pretty nice. And it was a fun deck.
All right. Well, if for some reason you went to Gen Con, and if for some reason you ended up in a Tui tournament, is this the kind of deck that you would bring because you had a good time with it? Or would you just stay away from the Tui tables altogether and go play ponies?
Well, here's the thing. If I'm going to go all the way to Gen Con, I think I can spare 3 rounds so I can at least get the friggin' world foil. Fair enough. If for another no other reason to trade it for something. So I'm going to have to play it at Gen Con. Would I play this? Maybe. It's kind of a it'll depend on how much I think my time is worth for that, because I brought it this weekend with that philosophy of this is a fun deck, it's got moving parts, and I like getting everything together and watching it move and trying to get it all together and then go. It's a very 1-E, 2-E deck. But I was then reminded in my Relativity game that it doesn't really matter what I bring as far as my enjoyment level. It's those 10 or 12 cards that I feel like I really don't like seeing in a game, and if I'm playing against them, there's really nothing I can do about that. So I don't know. I don't know if I would want to take a fun deck and then go and sit down against a speed solver and like not even get to leave my outpost, or if I would rather just do what I did last time I was at Worlds and take something stupid that kind of plays itself and just, you know, spin my wheels for an hour.
All right. Well, man, 80 cards is a lot, but that's the kind of thing that I would like to try sometime. So,
you know what?
It's
not that big, though, because of SETI Alpha 5 is huge.
Oh, would you just burn through the deck?
Yep, because there's so many cards you have to have. It was just...
Okay.
Yeah. I flipped through them, and if I didn't have anything, if I didn't have one of those key cards in my hand, it was gone. Which was liberating, because you know how bad I am about, I don't want to lose any of these cards. Do I pick this card or that card to discard? I love all these cards. It was like, nope. These five cards, if it's not one of those five, you're going to the discard pile. So.
All right. Well, I don't know if you're not in the chat room, but there's some strong lobbying by Gooey Chewy to say that Earth is a great homeworld to play because the emergency command hologram is pretty good. Perhaps
I did hear that.
Yeah, but there's also some talk about if you see a lot of Kirk, just throw Secret Identity. But you know, whatever.
But then you. In kicking Kirk's Secret Identity?
Well, either way, he's gone, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ken, for that. anyway, well, what I was expecting to see is your name at the top of the second page I went to, which is the Cards Tournament. I see JD's name on there, and I see Charlie's name on there, which means the car didn't leave without you. What happened?
Oh, am I not on there at all?
No.
Oh, there's two. We had two tournaments.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know if I did overhear at one point, like Chris and Charlie having a discussion about how to add another tournament. So he may just have not quite figured that out yet. But I did play. We did have it. There were, thanks to additional folks joining in, we had 12 for Tribbles.
That makes sense because this is the tournament I see is six people.
Yeah, and it was great. Unfortunately, I think Charlie and I were at the wrong tables. he borrowed my discard tally deck, and there was no Toxin Players, which you think would be okay, but the discard, if you're going out quickly, is fine, but really you want to get some of those tally points off the Toxins, and there were no Toxin Players. On the other hand, everyone at my table was playing Toxin. I was playing my rescue deck that only has five discards in it and somehow managed to get Toxin to every turn.
What was the final on your table then?
Well, Aaron went out in the opening round, which turned out to be our death round, for $750,000.
Oh, jeez.
He only went out for like $400,000, but he also poisoned and utilized and tallied his way for another $300,000 during the round, and then that was basically it. It ended up being close, but he was never not in the lead after that. In fact, I don't think he scored any more points. But yeah, Chris came close, and Tony was mostly behind him. But yeah, you know, I got I think a half a million out of it, but that still only put me in fourth place.
Well, it sounds like congrats are in order for Aaron for running the table on the day.
He did. And I was sad because we were like, they were like, well, do you want to run two tables? Do you want to run two round one triples and then have the mega triples at the end? Or do you want to just have two tables so you can go home? And it was like, eh, you know, we had a quick tournament. We came all this way. Let's play all the triples. Or better yet, let's play two tournaments of triples and then two tournaments of triples so there can be four winners. And then they all bailed because they had to do some baseball thing. Which at least was better. I heard them talking about a draft, and I was like, I guess I'd been spending too much time with hearing Matt talk about it, because I was like, if you guys are leaving here to not, you're skipping another round of triples to go play Magic, I will disown you.
Were they doing a fantasy league baseball draft or something?
Yeah, I suppose if it's a once a year fantasy draft, then that's something that they need to make time for. But
all right, well, it sounds like and the drive home was as entertaining as a drive up, I'm guessing.
yes, including we stopped for food elsewhere, and then on the way home, we made a point of stopping before we got on the freeway at a place we saw on our way in to verify that it was indeed what we thought we saw. I'm going to disclaimer this with, this is not us. We just saw it. They named it. This is their whatever Santa Barbara sushi place owners decided that they were going to have this place, but it was in this bamboo font, stylized, what's the Serenity font? Papyrus. This like papyrus font made out of bamboo was a sushi place called Miso Hungry.
Okay.
We had to stop and take a picture because it was far too oddly racist to make it up. We had to have proof that it was true. And the people inside were probably wondering why we were taking pictures of them, but it was hilarious. So if you're a Santa Barbara player and you're listening to this, we'd love to know what your review of the sushi from Miso Hungry is like, because the next time Dan comes with us to Santa Barbara, I'm sure he would love to stop and have some sushi, because we never want to have any.
Oh, that's kind of awesome. All right. you were on that road trip. I don't know if you noticed, but your friend and mine, John Corbett, was live blogging his trip back east for his weekend. I'm once again going to guess that you haven't read it or seen the entire thread, but it was quite amusing. There were games of random board games, and I think they ended up wrapping it up with Captain Kavok, Star Trek board, VCR board game.
Yeah.
Anyway, the whole thread was rather amusing. I was entertained. Anyway, speaking of, he's also posted a series of vote your favorite scrub, because for some backwards reason, the best one, he's going to lobby for getting another scrub of that affiliation, which I think is completely backwards, and I think the person who loses the most should get the extra scrub, because clearly their affiliation has the worst. But there's a lot of posts and a lot of things to vote on. That was fun. Do we have anything on our agenda over the next 2 weeks? I know everyone's coming up to Carlsbad next Saturday for a card making party and lots of tribbles. Will you can we take part?
I will. There is a local neighborhood event in the neighborhood that we recently moved to. And by recently, I mean like 9 months ago, that we have not been able to make it to. They do it four times a year, once every season. And we've always been at, like, we were here, but it was Comic-Con, and then like we were out of town, and then it was Christmas, and yeah, but we're like, we really want to go to this thing and actually see what it is, because every time we tell somebody, oh yeah, we live in South Park, they're like, oh, We love the walkabout. And we're like, yeah, we know. We haven't done it yet. So I will come up. I will play some dribbles, and I'll put some cards together, and then I'll probably leave before dinner so I can make it back in time.
All right. Very good. We should get a good showing, and, you know, dribbles. So what are you once we're done, we should be done with all the regional promo cards. I think I put together 10 pages of each, and there's still another 15 pages of each or so to do. And we'll pick up. I've got some spare 1E tournament promos from last half year. And I think what I'm going to do is we're going to put them together, and I'm going to put them up in the promenade, first come, first serve. Buy another tournament kit. Probably not much limits. I'll just limit it to the number we have. And, you know, okay, well, let me reverse that. There will be probably a limit of, you know, one per person, but it won't be with the same limit of you can only buy one 1E kit per month. You can just, you know, you can also buy one of these. And I'll just pack them up and send them off because we ordered a bit too many. So I think I've got like 10 pages, so maybe 10 or 15 kits of sets of that will be ready to go. And, yeah, so it should be fun. I'll look forward to seeing folks come up here. And hopefully the screaming baby does not distract from the card creation.
Is he screaming now? Is that why you said that? Because I can't hear anything.
No, I'm not using the room mic, but he's upstairs. So.
Yeah, no, that should be fun. And then in 2 weeks, we have two things in one event. We have our Return to Grace release event, 2E tournament, and theoretically, we have a guest coming from out of town.
Has he canceled already? Because I haven't heard anything.
Because, well, he's registered for the tournament, which I think is more than any of our other guests have done. And, you know, this close to it. I think we maybe have had them canceled by this time in the past. But Baron Morath, he's registered for the tournament. He is supposed to be coming out in the area and going to join us. At the very least, I will be there for Tribbles to say hi.
Well, I'm gonna have to break my streak and head down to that one because that could be fun.
Yeah, gotta get at least one game in before regionals, right?
Exactly. I mean, I've got this deck that I kind of put together from scratch, and I need to test it against somebody other than my lackey dummy. So it'd be good to have at a at a tournament.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's I think that's our calendar.
Yep. Sounds good.
Anything else that we want to cover? I think we're good.
Yeah. Let's wrap this up. And I have posted all of the recent episodes, so there were four that went up over the last couple of days. We'll see when this one gets up. But anyway.
Awesome. Well, good. People can get caught up. Awesome. Thanks. All right, if you have a tournament report that you've made a road trip of 4 hours or 4 minutes, regardless of the distance to go to, please email it to danhammond.com. Was it Sir Dan at danhammond.com?
Section31@danhammond.com.
And we can review your tournament, or maybe you can just join us and talk about it. In the meantime, I will give a shout-out to Warp 11 and thank them for their theme song. Thank everybody for coming out to Santa Barbara this weekend, and Charlie and JD for the awesome road trip. Thanks again. That was amazing. I think we're definitely going to have to go up for at least the 1E regional because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was awesome. I remember doing that a couple years ago when the folks from the Bay Area came down. We might have to do that again.
Yeah. All right. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I am still Sir Dan.
And I'll remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will draw a 224 to end.
And you'll be double-crossed by the double O. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot...